Hello, I am Lena Drayman, the Latvia Project Manager, and today we will be discussing a very important topic for civil society, student participation. And I will have three very interesting interlocutors today. Krista Asmus, legal consultant from TA Latvia, Victoria Mrobets and Gunnar Storm, school environmental professionals from Germany. So please introduce with yourself and your connection with you issues.
Hi, everybody. I am Krista Asmus. Like Lena introduced me, I'm actually a legal consultant for Transparency International Latvia. But to step a little bit outside of these daily tasks, I agreed to coordinate a project that TI Latvia had. It was about a school integrity network, like developing this network of schools and like involving schools and students in some kind of civic activities and just informing them about that, including participatory budgeting. So I was a responsible person for this. So yeah, I had great experience in that. So that's why I'm here to talk about these things further.
Yes, thank you so much for inviting us. My name is Victoria Mrowitz, and we're like Gunnar and me, we're right now here in Berlin. We are part of an organization which is like it's a little organization which is committed to youth oriented society and also encourages young people to get into participation and also take participation as a normality. And we're in a project and we're project managers of that project. And in there we're trying to promote even more participation also in schools.
Hello from me. I'm Gunnar. Thanks for inviting me and having us here. As Victoria already told, we are working on this project. It's called like students budget, and students get some money and should decide with all of the students at the school together about what they want to spend it on. And yeah, hopefully they think about how they can do this democratically. And yeah, furthermore, I have been active in Students Council for a very long time, so it's a topic which is really important to me as well, and I'm really glad to be here.
Thank you very much. And actually, we are in the similar situation because Krista mentioned the project, and the project is there is activities with this budget and the funding for this project, and this is the reason why we are here all in this conversation, comes from Germany Federal Foreign Office, and that's our opportunity to change these good experience and ideas and to inspire each other. So maybe you can tell a little bit more about the opportunities for students to be active citizens in Germany. So what are the situation?
So there are different opportunities for students to be active. Most forward, it's like normal for students to be able to be active in student councils at each school. But they're only political active or allowed to be political active in matters of school and education. So matters that go beyond that, it's more difficult for students to actually get involved and to be part of a decision making that is in the end including them, of course, as well. But they don't have the opportunities to be such active as they are in matter of school and education. They are also possible to be in a parliament, especially in primary schools. And like we are in a project, like we have it like in student budget, and that's at least our goal as well, to make that a normality, that they are actually active and able to change something also with a financial background. In the end, being able to say out loud what you want is a great step, but to have the financials to actually make a change is a big difference. So that's what we're trying to also change in schools in Berlin.
Thank you. It's really good to hear that you say natural activity. It's they are part of society and they should be involved in this decision making process. And it's really, really meaningful because here in Latvia, we have the same problems. Not all students can be involved in the real participation. Sometimes they're just sitting next to the decision makers. So that's the not way we want to teach our students. And yes, thank you, Victoria. And yes, Gunnar, maybe some more opportunities or ideas. How does it look in Germany?
Well, next or Moreover, we have some structures where students can take action, which is not that formal, actually. So I think you've all have heard about Fridays for Future, for example. So this is something which is really big in Germany as well, and which shows very good that students don't just say, okay, we're just talking about school or education, but what happens in this world is important to us as young people as well. And we don't want to be silent about this. And we have some kind of vision how we want to change the world, and you need to talk with us because we are the future. And yeah, this is just one example for active students in Germany, I would say. And there are some other demonstrations where young people can go, but in school, actually, it's as Victoria said, there are these formal structures, and then it depends really much on the school where you are, if it's like really lived there and if it's important to all the guys who are at school, or if it's just like, okay, you have this right, but we don't really bother about it. And so this is kind of problem, I think, that there is a kind of gap between what young people want to do and how they are confronted with participation, actually.
Thank you, Gunnar. And maybe Krista can tell us a little bit about our project and our experience. But just to remind that this project is just one example. And actually, we have a lot of things that our teachers here in Latvia are trying to do, but especially right now about this this project. Krista, please.
Yes, thank you. I actually was listening to comments from our German colleagues, and I was really relating to most of the things that they were saying about the opportunities that the students have here, which is also, you know, participation in student councils, in parliament, participating in all kinds of demonstrations. But what I really wanted to highlight was this participatory budgeting aspect, because we have had already two projects on this. One was focused solely on the participatory budgeting, where we had six schools at the time. But this most recent project, we had a total 23 schools, and out of them, we had 11 schools that also were implementing this participatory budgeting. But why I think it's especially important is because currently in the government, we have in development this municipality law. And when it gets passed, then each municipality will have an obligation to dedicate some part of resources to this participatory budgeting. Okay, that goes a little bit outside of school, but that's why it's so important right now to develop this understanding in students that, you know, they can impact something, they can make their own choices and, you know, make decisions and be a part of that, because very soon this will be a reality for everybody in municipalities. So I think this is especially important right now.
Thank you so much. It's great to hear that this is in a project, because we have some of the municipalities in Germany where this works as well. And we had the experience that it's not so easy for young people to participate in that because, yeah, well, it's much of money and you don't know how the people think about the ideas, actually. And so we think starting this in school is really important to get the young people to involve and to get active.
Thank you. Thank you. And maybe to moving on to more specific, because how we mentioned, the problem is real. There are some opportunities, but maybe so. What are the some specific good practices, or maybe one success story, or maybe tips and tricks, tools or methods or something really specific that can teachers or youth workers take from your experience? Thank you.
I can try to have a start. One thing which is really important to us with this project is that it's for really every young man or young woman at school, and not just for the elites who participate in, I don't know, every parliament or such things. And we had a young lady which was not really into participation at all. And then there was this project with the budget, and she was like, oh wow, it's so nice to organize all this and to ask my colleagues at school what they are up for, what are your ideas. And she was getting more and more into it, and then she candidated for being the speaker of the students' parliament at her school, and later on even in the city of Berlin. And so it was her first steps into getting active citizen, and that was really great to see. And she was really good in convincing all her colleagues to do this as well, and that was really great to see.
Nice. Yes, give students real life things, and they will be interested, not just playing around, but real decision making. That's the way.
Would like to follow up on that, because I also want to agree with the fact that there is this kind of perception, kind of a wall that is in students' minds, which is also evident from the project that we had. That really students currently think that like involvement in decision making and all of these processes is for somebody else. You know, what can I do? I don't have any ideas. You know, what can I impact? This is something that we really, really need to work on and just establish it. And what I have seen even with these two, I would like to say small projects, because we have a lot of schools in Latvia and we have currently involved only around 20 schools, but it's changing. It's already changing. We're having really real impact on this perception, and students are starting to acknowledge that, you know, they have voice, they have power, they can change things.
They are equal, and this decision making is not for this adult, and then after 10 or 20 years I will be. No, right now, future is right now. So we need to give the voice and this power for students to make decisions about themselves. And but probably Victoria have some things to say. So again, about some good practices or tips and tricks or.
Yes, for sure. And I also thinking, of course, students also need to develop the understanding that they can actually change something. But I also would like to put a light on basically the other side, because at least in our project, we can see many times that there are students which are so active, or they want to be really active and be heard and want to change something. But in many schools, we actually have the system inside of that school that is keeping them back, because I don't know, I guess adults are afraid of giving power and decision making as well to students and give them an equal choice and opportunity to actually change something, which actually does a change. So it's not only about, oh, in the end, we're gonna have, I don't know, just we would like to have more break time, and the students are trying to change that, and the teachers are saying, yeah, we can talk about that any other time. And it's nice that you want to change that, but to be actually heard, and that also the adults are seeing that there's change necessary, I think that's also the other side to actually create that possibility for young students and people to get the possibility to participate.
Which is really important as well. I think it's an aspect you kind of mentioned, that the adults gain trust in the decisions the young people do, because sometimes I believe that it's a learning process for both sides, and that the schools are, I don't think that they are mean or evil and say we hate people or young people, because then actually you wouldn't be at school, I hope. Things were like this all the time, and now it's kind of maybe strange to give power to all the others. But when they see this works, and the young people come up not only with ideas like we want to have a PlayStation 4 or something like this, but we care for a watch at the school so that we can see how long the lesson is or something like this, or we want to have more material for experimenting and chemistry or something like this, they're like, wow, we wouldn't have imagined that the students think about those things as well. And Now we have schools who say, no matter if you fund us or not, we will do this because it's really great. And the young people come to us at the very first day of the new year at school and say, what is about students' budget? We want, make our ideas come to life. And that's really, really great. And so I hope that schools learn something, but the young people as well, for sure.
Thank you. Thank you, Gunnars. Kristin, maybe you want to tell some wishes or know-hows how to manage this process with maybe budget or something. I know that you have worked with teachers a lot in this project.
Yeah, I have. And basically, if the question is like, how can teachers help students, then I would say that the answer should be to help less. Because this is an issue that we really experienced also during the project, that we're having these individual meetings with schools where teachers participating and a bunch of students, and we're just discussing the ideas that they have, because part of the project was also to develop action plan to involve students more. And when they're presenting their ideas, you can see the difference between some schools where it's very obvious that, those ideas did not come from students. So I think examples like this really show that sometimes helping less is actually helping more, because, if you let that student really think about these things and come up with their own ideas, it doesn't matter, how great they are or how possible they are, but just, start that process. So I think that is the first step that every teacher that is interested in these issues needs to take.
Thank you. Thank you. And agreeing with everything that was said here, and but one thing specific, and thank you, Victoria, that you accented it, because the one of the main problems actually is with these adults and teachers, because they are sometimes scared, sometimes they are not trusting, sometimes there are some system problems or traditions in school or institution, and sometimes there is real problems with funding and opportunity to do it. But actually one of the main problem for the other adults and especially teachers is that they don't have this experience, and this is our country situation, because we were under a different regime. They weren't living democratic society. We were occupied. They don't have this participation experience as young people, and now as adults, they are not so trusting to each other and trusting. And this is the our big task: how to make this situation with more trust to each other, to give this opportunity to students and to help them. And thank you, Chris, that you are saying that helping less is helping more, because I know I have been work as a teacher, and I know it's sometimes so hard. I'm so excited about this idea, and I will help you, but I know my students will learn more if I just let them work. So yes, learning by experience is the best way. So maybe In conclusion, in this conversation, so you already mentioned some know-hows to teachers and other adults, but maybe again, what we as maybe civil society and people that are parents, and what we can do to improve the situation, to help teachers and to inspire young students to involve in the society. So please, free to everyone.
I can start. I think it doesn't need to begin with students are getting a huge amount of money and here you can go and change something. I think it needs to start somewhere else. It needs to start in taking students actually serious and taking their concerns serious. I mean, that's the start, to actually make them understand that they are an equal part of society, and that also adults see them as an equal part, no matter how old they are. And I also, in our projects, we have primary schools, so kids in the first grade, we want them to be involved also in this project and be able to take decision in schools. But besides from that, I also think it's necessary that not only in school but also outside of schools, that young people are able to be informed, or to inform themselves about possibilities that they have to actually participate in the area that they live in, or in the city they live in. So it's basically possible to make it from a very little action to a really big one. I mean, Fridays for Future obviously is something that is including the whole world. So I think you can start everywhere, and it's just really important also for adults to amplify the voices and support the aims of young people.
Thank you, Victor. It's like music for me as a teacher. Please, Gunnar, please.
Another aspect which is important for me is that it's really, really important that young people can decide about important topics and things. And it's not just like, okay, we ask you whether you like the color green or red or something like this, but it must be a really possibility to change something which is important to them and not to the adults or something, someone other. Yeah, and then I think you must be so fair to listen to them and to ask, okay, what do you need to take action? Because I don't know, in Germany there are many discussions and like structures which are very late in the evening or when the young people go to school, and they can't participate in this because they need to be at school or they are tired and need to sleep. So I think if you mean this like they should participate, you have to change structures as well, and that are things which adults can do. But moreover this, I totally agree to what you said, Krista, that helping less is sometimes even helping more. And yeah, young people need to getting to know that they have impact, that they can do things and that they are good in this. And it's not so important if you have like 50 years thinking about a topic or if it's right now the idea you have. Well, it's maybe you have other aspects which you highlight on, but actually they care about things. And I think we could see this very much in the last years.
Maybe in conclusion I would like to emphasize one additional thing, because before we can even start talking about schools supporting student ideas, schools can only do so much. So I think we as a society need to take one step back and start developing this culture in, in society and in homes, in families, because it's, I think, very challenging to expect a student to come up with some ideas or even speak up if all they have seen at home is, their family not doing it. Just example of elections. I think in Latvia, we have very, very low statistics when it comes to, people who actually go and vote. So I think the basic thing that we as a society need to do is just show example of being active and going and impacting things. So then it becomes a norm, and then we can really discuss further, how to facilitate that in schools.
Thank you, Krista. I don't know why, I just remember some sentence from my old colleague he's also a teacher, and he said, from lazy parents arising lazy students. So if we are parents, let's not be lazy. And if we are just humans next to the young people, let's be active and let's show them with our experience and with our movements. So, but thank you much. So these things that you said, and I hear that we are seeing and feeling situation in the same way. To solve the problems in the real world, we need to give the students to trying to solve real problems, not just the imagination problems. And the really meaningful part is that these problems should be based on the students' interests, not just because some teachers are saying, okay, we need change something, let's involve our students. No, students will know that they want to do. And yes, don't be afraid of cooperation of generations, because it's our power. Our students, few more years and they are totally equal. They can go to elections, they can take jobs, and they are active citizens. And it's our responsibility to our future, to give the best to our students, to give the best to live in the better world. So that's the only way. So again, the big thank you for such inspiring conversation. I hope that a lot of teachers from Latvia and also Germany and other countries will find this useful, and not just teachers, other civil society people and also youth workers and students. Again, maybe they will find something interesting here and inspiring. So again, thank you much, Victoria and Gunnar, so, and Krista, for joining this part. And yes, hope to connect with you with some maybe project ideas or else. And thank you again, really, for your time.